You seem to be forgetting one little thing in this method of yours. Sin. I choose to forget it. Because humans have as well. Am I missing something?
How can you expect to ruin them if you don't interact with them?
Oh, every once in a while I interact with them, but nothing too evil. Minor irritations are all you need.
Change has come to America.
The truth out there.
Some alien race to come down and threaten us.
The military-industrial complex.
A highly funded yet unofficial government agency.
I've now been in 57 states.
Welcome to PID Radio. I'm Derek Gilbert.
And I'm Sharon Gilbert. And welcome to Tuesday, May the 26th. Yes, I have the calendar open right here.
Glad you're back after a three-day weekend. Hope you enjoyed, if you hadn't already heard it, the archive interview for Memorial Day, our special interview with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, the author of Expendable Elite, an excellent book. And Lieutenant Colonel Marvin, a dear man who we consider to be a true American hero.
Oh, amen to that.
Yeah. Well, kind of an interesting long weekend, and our topic today.
We've had quite a weekend, and just in case you're wondering, if you do hear a slight sort of whirring in the background.
Humming, perhaps a buzz, a radio frequency interference, something like that. It's because the ceiling fan is on. Now, normally we try to leave that off and close the windows down so we don't get extraneous ambient sound. You might even hear some birds outside because
the window's open.
Windows are open, the fan is on, because one of the things that happened over the weekend, besides a wonderful visit from a friend, was the air conditioning unit's drip tray, that, you know, little plastic tray that sits underneath the compressor coil or A-coil, whatever they call it, that catches the condensation and then drains it out, apparently is cracked, and because it's dripping all over the electronics down below, these new modern furnaces have computer, you know, circuit boards and stuff now.
They don't like water.
They don't play well with water, no. So the air conditioning unit is off. Now, thankfully, here in Central Indiana.
Now they're going to think, are there really in Indiana?
We only exist as artificial intelligences, artificial opinions, actually. I don't know if intelligence is a proper word. Anyway, somewhere in the ether, you know, not real physical.
Presence. Our air conditioning system went out. Let's just boil it down to that. We're hot. And not in a good way.
Yeah. So, I mean, it could be worse. I mean, again, it's only about 79 outside right now. So that's...
But that brings us to what we're going to talk about tonight. And that is this notion of, as you heard in the opening clip.
Yes.
The demonic attack isn't always from, you know, sending a huge event that's really going to test your faith because it's so big and so onerous.
That's right. Minor irritations are all they need. Because, and I was guilty of this today, and in allowing things to begin to build up, lots of little pinpricks, like, okay, it was a little warmer than we normally keep it last night, so sleeping was not as easy as it normally would be. You know, poor baby. I mean, there are people in other parts of the world.
Our floor fan quit working.
Yeah, the floor fan that we used to keep air moving in our room quit working, so, you know, we didn't have that to help us out. Little micro SD card for my cell phone died, so I can't store pictures on my cell phone now.
My computer crashed last week.
Mm-hmm.
My friend who was visiting, someone I hadn't seen in 24 years, logged onto her computer using our wireless network, and it was fine for a little while. She shut it down, opened it up, and hey, suddenly her user account was gone.
Yeah, a little glitch with Vista or perhaps a virus that infected her system. So we had that going on. And then today, speaking of crash, I wasn't paying enough attention as I was backing out of my parking space at the office. And again, you know, a dent in my fender. Thankfully, didn't damage the other fellow's car, and he was very gracious about it. But just, you know, sort of the cherry on the cake of the day. So I come home, I'm in a lousy mood until I see my beautiful wife, and I start thinking, you know, you got nothing to complain about. You're really being a real crybaby about this whole thing.
No, you weren't.
Well, I was. I mean, I wasn't crying literally, but I was letting things get to me that shouldn't have gotten to me because we are so blessed.
Yes, we are.
And it just it gets back to what you said. The enemy's most effective attacks are often the ones that are so small that mm-hmm. we don't perceive them as what they are.
Exactly. There is a wonderful verse in the Song of Songs, Song of Solomon, whatever you want to call it, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, "Take us, the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." What that really means, if you look at the original language, it means let's grab hold of those little foxes. And the original word that's translated foxes, shual, mm-hmm. Also means jackal. It means a burrowing animal that is trying to eat your, you know, frankly, the fruit of your vine. Hmm. He's trying to ruin your Christian life and make you just turn away and not want to do anything. Because our vines have tender grapes. Hmm. There's fruit there. It's not quite mature yet. We're not quite mature yet. You know what? I really believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is but a heartbeat away. I mean, he is. It's so close to his return. We need to redeem every moment that we have between now and that right. twinkling of an eye moment. And the enemy knows it. Mm-hmm. And that's why he is so busy supernaturally and through human devices trying to chew away at the fruit of our vine.
And I think that's so true because it was effective for me today, at least, in that I was allowing it to really affect the way I was behaving around other people at the office. I mean, I wasn't surly or snarly or anything, but I perhaps wasn't.
Not like Sam is.
No,
when you disturb him. He can be really surly and
snarly. Yeah, but he is useful against burrowing creatures that are trying to damage our vines out
in
the backyard.
You know,
but
you're right.
For badgers, so. But it was right. It was the little things that were putting me in a frame of mind where I wasn't walking the way you would like to walk as a Christian, representing the Lord Jesus Christ to people around us.
It's what seems like a tiny thing at the moment can really gnaw at you, and you may not realize that that's what's getting to you mm-hmm. because you don't see that burrowing animal necessarily. You just see the destruction of mm-hmm. your vine, and you may not realize what's really going on. I told you when you came home that this afternoon, I just started feeling so blue, and that's not like me.
No,
I'm generally a pretty upbeat person, but I was feeling so down, and I thought, okay, I know my mother passed away a few weeks ago. There have been a few things that have happened over the last week or two that are just kind of tough. And yes, the house is hot. My good friend just left. Maybe those things are it. And then I paused and prayed, and I realized, no, you know what? This is an enemy trying to get me off track, trying to make me just feel so useless mm-hmm. and so blue that I don't see the amazing gifts all around me, the beautiful vine mm-hmm. growing, the fruit that the Lord has allowed us to nurture and that he has nurtured through our lives. You came home. You had that little fender bender. We, you know, sort of commiserated each other. And we were sitting in the living room, and it was so hot. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, mm-hmm. nothing on the radar, nowhere, it began to rain on our street. Just our street.
Yeah.
I mean,
a couple blocks
see,
around, but it
yeah,
was sunny
could,
all around.
It was sunny all right. around mm-hmm. us, and it was just raining, just coming down in this wonderful little downpour, and it must have cooled down by at least 5 degrees.
Yeah.
So we went out on the front porch, and we just sat there thanking the Lord for this little downpour that cooled it off.
Yeah. So we're certainly not perfect in our walk, and like I said, I'm kind of ashamed of the way I allowed things to get to me today because by comparison to people with real problems, health issues, or our brothers and sisters in Christ who are living in parts of the world, well, they can't even talk about the Lord the way we're doing right now.
Exactly.
We've got nothing to complain about. I've got nothing to complain about.
Exactly, but so, that's where I'm going with this is that very often it's those huge things mm-hmm. that drive you to the Lord.
That's right. That's right.
But these little nips,
uh-huh.
they will actually lead you away from the Lord if you're not careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Because how often do we or do we know people in you know, people who are professing Christians who will justify behavior that is unchristian because of various things that are like that, you know, just little like sandpaper kind of wearing away or water torture kind of wearing away at mm-hmm. At a surface.
Not waterboarding, though. We're not going to go there.
No, we're not going to go there. But
you're right. Yeah, it's just these little bitty things. So we wanted to mention that, you know, our lives aren't perfect. We, you know, this afternoon when I was starting to feel blue, it took me a little while before I realized what was going on. And I was becoming rather self-indulgent and actually complaining a bit. So there you go. I was telling God that, well, why are these things happening to me? And why don't you do something about it? Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. then he was just patiently waiting for me to realize that I had to do something about it. I had to turn to him.
Yeah.
There are things going on in the world that we need to talk about.
Things of import. Yeah. Well, you've been doing a lot of the tracking of world events today while I was schlepping steel, but some very interesting things taking place in and around the Persian Gulf.
Ahmadinejad has sent out warships. This just doesn't happen. Now, I think it's the 12th of July, June, mm-hmm. when the elections over there are going to take place. He's not been terribly popular lately, and I really think he needs to hit it out of the park. So suddenly he's sending his warships out into international waters. It's being perceived as saber-rattling, but coincidentally with that, mm-hmm. Russia has started taking over former U.S. naval ports.
Yeah, entering naval ports in Bahrain, for one, for the first time being refueled and restocked at a port that used to be the exclusive domain of the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
That is interesting.
It's really interesting. We also have Kim Jong-il, of course, who clearly has nuclear weapons. He tested one.
Mm-hmm.
In your face, United Nations, what are you going to do?
And fired off another missile. So he's got a Hiroshima-sized, or at least the capability of building a Hiroshima-sized weapon.
And he can deliver it.
And now apparently he can deliver it.
And we also have Barack Obama, who's going to be in Saudi Arabia on June 3rd or 4th.
And there to
bow
talk
down
with the king.
Oh, sorry.
Well, perhaps to bow down to the king of Saudi Arabia, yes. But he will also be there to talk about Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Saudis and the Iranians are not friends. Remember, the Iranians are Shia, and I'm probably going to get this backwards now, actually. So the Saudis are Sunni.
No, the Iranians, Ahmadinejad at the very least, is Shiite.
Okay.
He is heavily Shiite.
Iran and Iraq are the two primarily Shia countries and nations in the world, regions.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq
Saudis, used to be primarily Sunni, but it's switched over.
Well, the minority Sunni.
I thought the Ba'ath Party was Sunni.
It is, and they were the minority rulers because Saddam Hussein he's a dictator.
Well, let's just say they used to be run by the Sunnis.
They're run by the Sunnis, and that's why the Shias are sort of looking for a little, or were anyway, looking for a little payback. The risk we ran, of course, in meddling over there is that by letting them vote the way they want, the majority party, the majority of the population being Shia, could very well vote a government in that turns out to be Iran's new best friend. That aside, the Saudis are Sunni and are very much opposed to Iran's growing influence in the Persian Gulf. But while this is taking place, the Associated Press is now reporting today that they have obtained a secret Israeli document that accuses Venezuela and Bolivia with supplying Iran with uranium for its nuclear program.
That's really interesting.
So, of course, we've been, when I say we, I mean, I should say the United States government has been rattling sabers about, against Hugo Chavez of Venezuela and Evo Morales of Bolivia now for quite some time.
You know, all of this is taking place. And in the meantime, over in the U.S. media, what are we seeing over and over again? The Nancy Pelosi story
mm-hmm.
and now the Supreme Court appointment
right.
of Sotomayor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mayor.
Sotomayor. You're right. So we're getting these sort of internal things. And that's sort of the way the United States media always tends to be, very insular. You know, the rest of the world, well, who cares? it's what's happening here that's important, especially if it's something that people can get their hooks into.
Well, and according to – did I see that story at DEPCA that apparently Obama has very quietly – yeah, he reduced the presence of U.S. warships near Iran's shores without really a whole lot of to-do about it mm-hmm. in order to generate, quote, a positive atmosphere for the coming U.S. dialogue with the Islamic Republic.
So,
wow, so we have fewer ships.
And
Iran sent out a bunch,
yeah.
And the Russians have brought in a bunch.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting. I suspect that the Russians, who usually play hardball, will test the wisdom of Barack Obama here pretty soon. This may be just the beginning of the ongoing chess game, which never ends. So we'll see what happens there. But, of course, anything that happens in the Middle East has a lot of significance. There are some people who just believe that Israel is only important because the United States makes it important, and the only reason we make it important is because of, I saw one critic say, just biblical myths, attaching importance. Well, I'm sorry, the historic evidence for the historicity, the truth of the Bible, the legitimacy of the Bible is compelling.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't find it so well. That's their free will to make that decision. But there is significance attached to Jerusalem. It is important because God said it's important. And that's why the enemy is fighting so hard to keep it under enemy control. And by enemy, I'm not talking about a physical or political or military enemy. I'm talking about the spiritual forces, the true wrestling match that we're engaged in, according to the Apostle Paul. So we've got these chess moves taking place over there in the Middle East, and of course we'll always keep an eye on those. It will be interesting. We'll just mention very quickly, Judge Sotomayor, Sonia Sotomayor, the first Latina who's been appointed to the Supreme Court. We shall see what happens there. I'm sure that we will hear more in the conservative media about her comment that a Latina would likely make wiser decisions than a white male of similar age just based on her unique experiences. Okay, fine.
Look, I have no problem with having diversity in the court.
Not at all.
People of different backgrounds. She's quite the activist, though.
Right.
I'm not sure she believes in a living constitution. I think she believes in a dead one.
Yeah.
She'd like to write a new one.
Well, and I'm sure we'll also see conservative media repeating that videotape that was taken a few years ago where she said, circuit court is where policy is made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was Congress.
Yeah, well, not so much. And it is interesting looking at reaction now. And we talked about this on Thursday on PID Radio. The comments that Barack Obama made to members of the ACLU, and then his speech at the National Archives the following day, in which he said he would like to find a way to make preventive detention legal in the United States. And true progressives, true liberals, are appalled. So this is the very thing that he ran against. This is why he said he was going to close Guantanamo Bay. This was why we elected him, for change. And think about the magnitude of what he did last week in that speech. He publicly floated a concept that not even Dick Cheney had the guts to do. Think about that. I, as the president of the United States, want the power to declare anyone an enemy combatant and then lock them up forever.
Exactly.
Without
and
trial.
He is very early in his career. This is... well, we'll see what they say. Assuming we're still around, I really do think the church is out of here soon. I really do.
Well,
and in fact, I read a really interesting article. Amen. I read a really interesting article. I've been saying for years that I thought it was going to be Rosh Hashanah. But you know what? This guy's making a great argument for Pentecost, and I highly recommend it. We're going to link to it. It's at RogerHermanSociety.org. It's a really, really interesting article, very thoughtful. And you can disagree with him at the end, but you know what? Jesus is going to come when he comes.
Yep.
And if it's Pentecost, well, you know
then
what?
We'll
you
all
can
be
argue
Pentecostal.
With this guy all the way up.
That's right. So that's what's going on out there in sort of our whirlwind tour around the world.
And it is whirlwind because the fan is going nicely. And I again, thank you, Lord, that this house does have a lot of ceiling fans. And
just about one in every room.
Yeah.
Which is really a blessing.
Yeah, and a lot of windows that actually function. And for an old house to have the windows actually work, that's always a blessing as well. So we're, and I just took a look at, I don't know if you've seen this, but I just took a look at the weather for the rest of the week. And tomorrow the high is 82. However, after that, low of 53.
Sweet.
High of 74. Low of 55, high of 76, low of 58, high of 75. So that gets us through Saturday.
Yes, and if it takes longer than that to fix that drip tray, well, then we're...
We'll thank the Lord for it.
Yes, amen for that. It'll be interesting to see when those fellows come back to fix it, because whoever installed that furnace down there, and it's again, a real blessing. It's a high-efficiency furnace. But whoever installed it clearly had no intention of ever coming back and working on it again. Imagine buying a car with the hood welded shut. That's kind of the concept.
That's kind of what's going on here. So this, you know, seriously, we do ask your prayer for this, because we really, you know, the Lord's just going to have to find the money, because we don't. And the wonderful people that we rent the house from, they don't have it in there either. They're in the ministry. Right. So, you know, somebody's, we're looking to the Lord for a miracle here. So please pray that the air conditioning gets fixed and that the Lord enables us to pay for it.
Amen to that. In the meanwhile, you're free and, in fact, invited. Welcome. We encourage you to join the forum, the Piercing the Darkness Forum, to discuss anything that we talk about here, to bring your own things into the forum. We've got an interesting group of very smart people there, and you'll find the link to that in the show notes at PIDradio.com.
And you can follow us at Twitter. A lot of people have been logging on and following us at Twitter.com. We better tweet more. And we're both at Facebook. So if you, you know, just do a search for Derek Gilbert or Sharon Gilbert. Is that my name?
I think so.
Sam's not on there, but he will eventually get his own page.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But you've got some pretty cute pictures of Sam there. And, of course, the famous photo of Sam at the G20 summit with his, you know, kind of sneaking in there with President Obama and President Hu. And
I know.
Yeah, it was pretty
good. Got plans to go over there with Obama this time. I don't know. You know, the teleprompter, I'm not really sure he's going to let him on board. So. And we need to make sure that we go a little bit longer this time than last time, because we'll disappoint those fans that are starting to add up the numbers.
Stretching by a minute each time, email, if you got a question for us, send it to radio@peeringintodarkness.com. And until next time, I'm Derek Gilbert.
I'm Sharon Gilbert. Bye-bye, everybody.
I see it now. There's a new day coming. There's a new day coming down. There's a new day coming. Oh, a new day coming. A new day coming. A new day coming. Oh,
on demand.
This is PID Radio.